KBOC is celebrating Arizona's centennial all month with voices of Arizona's arts, past and present. Hearing the Century on KBOC.
Cowboy offers his horse a drink of water from his Stetson. That's the image that's still printed inside the crown of every high-end Stetson cowboy hat. Enduring imagery by Arizona's original cowboy artist, Lon McGargy. Though Lon is best known for his commercial work, including a series of popular A1 beer ads, his real break came through an unlikely friendship with Arizona's first governor, George W.P. Hunt. Betsy Fallman, professor of art history at Arizona State University and author of The Cowboy's Dream, The Mythic Life and Art of Lon McGargy.
He claimed to have been picked up by Hunt hitchhiking. And can you imagine any of our governors picking up a hitchhiker by the side of the road who happened to be a starving artist?
This meeting and Arizona's newly proclaimed statehood proved serendipitous for Lon.
When we became a state, they had what they called an enabling fund, which enabled us to become a state, and there was money left over. And the discussion ensued, what do you spend the money on? Do we reprint our speeches? Speeches aren't any more interesting today than they were then. Do we get new furniture? And the governor urged them to do art. And the headline in the Arizona Republican read, Art Galore for the Capitol. It's a headline I'd like to see again.
Decades later, Lon McGargy described the commissioning process in his typical tall tale fashion.
I came into town looking for work. Though I'd never painted in my life, had no formal art training, had never touched oils or seen an artist in action.
He would say that he had no art training at all. Well, the Pennsylvania Academy has all the cards when he studied there, so he got perfectly good art training. He didn't just saddle up and grab a pencil and there he was.
So Lon, in fact, lobbied for the commission. In a series of letters to Governor Hunt in early 1913, he made his case.
The finished paintings will be 7 by 4 feet. The sketches are merely to show the ideas I have in mind. I am confident I can do it better than anyone because I know Arizona. It will take me 7 or 8 months to complete the series, so the quicker I get action, the better. I can and will succeed, and all I want is have a chance.
He got a full chance in 1913 when he was officially commissioned by the Arizona State Legislature to paint 15 murals for the state capitol. The murals include portrayals of Native Americans, early Spanish colonialists, the Grand Canyon, the Petrified Forest, and of course, the 5 C's of Arizona's industries, copper, cattle, citrus, climate, and cotton.
I sincerely hope they will grow upon you. In my opinion, pictures are like good friends.
His symbols live on in how we market Arizona to tourists today, with the cowboys, the Native American culture, the Grand Canyon. All of these that Lon McGargy did at statehood are still important symbols today. He imaged so many things that remained fundamental to Arizona's state identity, symbols both of the state and of the American West.
I'm Liz Warren with the South Mountain Community College Storytelling Institute. Hearing the Century is an Arizona Centennial project, funded in part by the Arizona Humanities Council. Special thanks to Richard Briggs for giving voice to Lon. To learn more about Lon McGargy and to join the conversation, visit kbaq.org.